Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Regardless of how you feel about Trump, this, that, and the other, you will never, and I repeat, you will never hear anyone get on any stage and say, well, the Holocaust, where people were enslaved and murdered, and this happened all around the world. You will never allow that to happen. No media outlet. Actually, no one would publish it.
Actually, the Polish government, the Polish president came out last year and this year. And then whenever Germany came last 2 weeks ago and apologized to the Polish people.
Sir.
Hitler killed even, I think it's all bad.
A Jewish person would never get on any stage and say that. Ever.
I'm a diverse individual.
All of this shit is real. Everybody's like, what is it? Is he a family man? Is he a trapper? Is he a ladies man? I'm all of it. All of it.
I beat your ass, kiss your girl, and go tuck my kids in. And then I show up and lead a march on the weekend.
It's all real. Real, real.
This is Expeditiously. I am Tip T.I. Harry. The following experience is not a test. The conversations and stories expressed on this podcast are meant to be an expression of purpose and truth. This show, entitled properly Expeditiously, is a free exchange of ideas and opinions with no judgment, no preconceived beliefs, and no fear. You're encouraged to share your thoughts and ask questions as long as it's done with respect. We believe it is through true love and respect for others that we will have an opportunity to change the world and speak truth to power. And we're going to do that one show at a time. Now, this is Expeditiously. I'm your host, T.I.P.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Yes, sir. Welcome to this episode of Expeditiously. I'm your host, Tip T.I. Harris, and as you already know, on this particular podcast, what we do here is we attack the issues and have the sometimes difficult discussions that lead to healthy dialogue to benefit the generation and push the culture forward. Now, my guest for today, he's a legend in his own right. His name is Alex Jones. Now, for those of you who do not know him, he is an American radio show host and a far-right conspiracy theorist. He hosts the Alex Jones Show from Austin, Texas, and runs a website, InfoWars. It's based in headline news, political climates, and pop culture. Alex stands for a pro-human future, believes big tech has alternate intentions, and warns the public about the dangers of a globalist government. Whether you agree with him or not, one thing's for sure, he's a walking ball of energy with tons of useful information and a whole lot to say. Now, if you would, please welcome to Expeditiously, Mr. Alex Jones.
Thanks for having me.
Man, thanks for being here, bro. You're pretty prolific in the thing that like as far as conspiracy theories are concerned, and kind of were a trailblazer for podcasts. And I mean, you have a lot of information.
And the mainstream media also does stuff like take things out of context, like they do to you and everybody, and then build up these straw men that aren't me. That's why it's great to be able to come on your show and actually be myself, so it's not the distortion that they've put out.
Right. Well, this is definitely a judgment-free zone, man. I want you to feel free to, you know, I mean, just comfortable enough to give any insight on any type of a topic. And I hope that, you know, you'll find it able to answer the questions.
You bet. I'll do my best.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A lot of the things that you say I've heard before, and they piqued my interest. Like, I know that there is somewhat of a theory of yours that the government has adverse opinions or actions that in the way they deal with the American public, diverting away from the Constitution.
I think that's a good way to put it. I would say when you've got all these dozens of agencies and trillions of dollars that have been spent since the National Security Act in 1947, they get to operate with no oversight, basically, that you've got all these criminal factions operating that use that cloak of national security and what they call black projects. That just means secret and there's no light, that they can do whatever they want. So power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely, as Lord Acton said. And so we know it came out in the church hearings in the 70s that they had kidnapped people, did mind control.
Right.
They were shipping drugs into all the communities, particularly the black communities.
Yeah, and then, the Contra scandal.
Absolutely. You had Rick Ross on. I heard that. That was amazing. And, I mean, he didn't even know he was dealing drugs for the CIA until it came out in court.
Right, right. Now, even prior to you, I heard Milton William Cooper.
Yes.
Who wrote the book Behold the Pale Horse. I read this book when I was maybe 17, 18 years old. One of the things in Behold the Pale Horse that actually is similar to some of your perspectives is that the in Behold the Pale Horse, Mr. Milton Cooper said that the government had waged a silent war on the citizens of America. Do you know anything about that?
They even have a Pentagon paper put out on that by Colonel Alexander. It's Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And so the way the UN works, and we're signed on to that through the shadow world government, is if it's been tested out on the American people, then it's for research or police purposes. It's not illegal under international law. That's why when they were going to use LRADs in Iraq, those microwave guns a decade ago, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs said, well, it's okay as long as we use it on Americans first. And so what they see everything is a laboratory. The average person in the military is not involved in this.
Right.
It's the compartmentalized, really shadow government that's come out in the open now that does that. And so, yes, all of these organizations and groups are basically testing and manipulating the public to be able to develop systems of what they call mind war or information war to be able to control people.
Hey, I hope you've been enjoying Expeditiously. Now we're going to take a quick break. If you're like me, you travel all the time. And while I'm traveling, I'm on the go, making business move. Now that doesn't leave me a lot of time for sleep. I sleep on the plane and in cars most of the time. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, my mind is on the money. I move with the money at the speed of opportunity. Okay. And in doing that, sometimes I got the stress of, you know, negotiating deals, things going on with the family, my old lady leaning on my nerves all the time. And outside of the family, when I walk outside the door and hit the world, man, everybody pulling at me in a thousand different directions, and everybody wants something, and everybody think what they want is the most important thing of all. Now, if this sounds like you, then you might need to get a Feels membership. From what I hear, Feels is delivering premium CBD directly to your doorstep. Just sit back and relax at home and wait for the comfort to arrive. Just place a few drops under your tongue and they say you'll feel the difference in minutes. Everyone is using CBD now as a natural solution to dealing with pain, anxiety, and sleeplessness. Yeah, CBD, that is the other particle that is in marijuana aside from the THC that actually has healing properties. Those of you who don't know that, please make yourself aware. Well, it is the wave of the future. Now, a Feels membership, they say this is the best way to go. Okay, so let Feels help you feel better. I would love to see if this product is as good as I believe it is. So y'all let me know. All right, but to let me know, you're going to have to actually get out there and experience it for yourself.
Feel says that it can help you feel your very best every day. So become a member today by going to feels.com/TIP and you'll get 50% off of your first order with free shipping. That's feels, feals.com/TIP to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off of your first order with free shipping. Feels.com/TIP. Now when you check it out, hit me up, man. Let me know how you feel about it. Now, let's get back to the show. Now, mind war information, well, would that be in any way similar to MK Ultra?
Absolutely. MK Ultra was, we had the senator.
And explain what MK Ultra is to the people who listen and that might not be familiar with it. If
sure,
you don't
absolutely. Well, Senator Frank Church in the 70s was the head of a committee, and so he was able to make them declassify a bunch of stuff because he actually tried to have oversight, which hadn't happened since it was set up in 47.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, they say like 1% of the MK Ultra and MK Naomi documents got released.
Mm-hmm.
And it was giant programs, kidnapping little kids,
right,
electroshocking them, turning them basically into new personalities,
mm-hmm,
and setting them up to be assassins.
Mm.
And all this is in the documents.
Basically Bourne Identity.
Bourne Identity stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly. In fact, Bourne Identity, when you watch that, is actually based on the technology they had back then, but projecting forward.
Mm.
Like, they really have viruses they can inject you with,
sure,
that go in and eat certain parts of the brain,
right,
where you don't have the normal governor, where a little old lady can bench press 400 pounds and a guy that can bench press 400 pounds can bench press 1,000 pounds. And so they have viruses that actually go in and can target. And that's 30-year-old technology.
And give superhuman strength.
Yeah, the stuff you see in those Bourne movies is they're actually thrown at your face. And people in Hollywood have gone and done the real research. That's real. Mm. I mean, that stuff is exactly what it's like. And they can take somebody with like an 80 IQ, make it 130,
right,
and all that, yeah.
So let me ask you this. What does the Constitution actually protect us against?
I would say the Constitution is only a rules for the government to operate on, and the Bill of Rights is restrictions for the people on that government as well. And they don't give us the rights. They simply point out what the rights are, and we have to fight for those rights. So it's a great idea. It's just never really been implemented. And you,
sure.
And I saw that viral top story the last week with Candace Owens. You were saying, you know, when was – what period was great? I think that was one of the best questions.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to elaborate on that.
I'd love to have you elaborate on it. And now before we go,
sure,
there, I think it's fair to say that you have been hailed as one of the facets that helped – the president win the election, and you have been an avid supporter of the president up until recently when you've been more critical of his actions. Could you tell me, please, what it was that intrigued you about the president and his platform in the first place?
Well, I'm friends with Jesse James. He lives out in Austin, and it just so happened he just like 10 years ago or so moved in literally next door to me,
mm-hmm,
out in the countryside. So I got to know him, and he's good friends with Trump. And he was just like, oh, Trump's a regular guy, really cares about everybody, likes everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew a lot of Jesse James's friends, you know, that knew Trump, and because he'd been on Apprentice with him and stuff.
Right.
And they said he's just a regular guy,
okay,
you know, really nice. And then I saw all that big field of people running like 2 years before the election, and the media made fun of Trump and demonized him and said stuff about him that wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go actually watch what he said,
mm-hmm,
and then they would say something completely different on the news. And so I just thought, hey, I got a gut level feeling that he's going to get the nomination. He's going to win,
mm-hmm,
because Hillary is super boring,
right,
and in my view was a big warmonger and you know, involved in all sorts of clandestine stuff, definitely in the CIA.
Okay.
I mean, I got behind Trump. He came on the show some, and some of his advisors picked up some of the kind of populist, I would say libertarian ideas I was putting out.
Mm.
The media calls me far out, but I would just call it populist or you know, more libertarian. And so they did adopt a lot of my talking points and the things I said into the speeches. And so the media picked that up and went crazy even before he got elected and said, oh, my God, Alex Jones is Trump's chief advisor.
Mm.
The truth is people like Steve Bannon and people like Steve Miller and others,
mm-hmm,
they simply said, because back then before I got banned and on a lot of platforms and demonized,
right,
we really would have like 80 million views on YouTube a week, every mm-hmm week. We really would have.
Right.
You know, 20 million people click the streams on the
That's
site.
That's a lot of chicks.
Every day.
That's a lot of chicks.
When we, I mean, talk about number one talk radio. I mean, we were organically number one for a couple years, and that's when they shadow banned us, later completely banned me almost off every platform.
Okay.
And so Trump and them saw the success of that, and so before I got banned, and so what they did is they just went in, had their speechwriters take what I was saying, but then mixed them with their agenda.
Yeah.
And so the Democrats went crazy, and literally said all over the news, thousands of articles, Jones runs Trump. He's telling him everything.
Right.
So they started to, like, don't let Trump have his info. And, you know, and like, even once he got in office, they're like, we're trying to keep InfoWars away from him. But that wasn't what it was.
Right.
It was that his speechwriters, I'm not against him doing this, they were just going in and plagiarizing everything I was saying and then putting it out. So the truth was, I wasn't sitting there advising Trump every day.
Now, let me ask you a question. What do you feel about Trump's presidency and his tenure galvanizing and fanning the flames of white supremacy that is causing all of this divisive violence in this country today?
Well, I've seen the FBI reports that came out a few months ago saying that white supremacists are the number one terror thing in the U.S.
Homegrown terrorism, I think they call it. Yeah,
exactly. So out of homegrown terrorism,
right.
that white males are that. And, you know, if you look at those FBI statistics, they don't put all the other violence into the terror hopper. The Democrats still control the Justice Department to a great extent.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's only got the few people at the top, and so it's playing.
You
games.
Say, wait a minute. You say the Democrats still do what now?
They still control a great deal of the Justice Department, and so what they're doing is
they run the House, do they not?
Yes, they do.
So that means they have all the and they run all of the Supreme Court justices. They have the majority there as well.
Well, they've got a big piece of them, but I mean, they debate some of their conservatives are really liberal, but
yeah.
I mean, you can debate that, but
and mind you,
I don't mind.
But look,
what was
speak,
the question again? You
let
asked
me speak.
It.
Let me
oh,
speak.
Oh, white supremacy. Yeah.
Let me speak freely. I'm not speaking on behalf of the Democrats. So I don't want anybody.
Oh, I don't, man. Hey,
I'm not speaking on behalf of the Democrats.
Hey, Tip, I got thick skin. Hit me.
I'm what they call a hybrid anomaly. You know what I'm saying?
Real experts are generalists. They don't go with one
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
They go with everything.
I'm a very rich. No. I'm a very rich man that comes from the ghetto, which means, you know, I have Democrat beginnings and I may have some Republican interests right now. But these Republican interests will never make me turn my back
on
the Democrat beginnings that I may have, although I do see fault in both parties. So I'm not speaking on behalf of any particular party. I'm speaking on
I've watched the podcast.
Of being righteous and decent. Yeah. So I'm asking you, how do you feel, given your general support early on of the president and basically helping him write the speeches that galvanized white supremacy in this country today?
Sure. I mean, I would say some of his speeches are half of what I've said.
Yeah. 50% is a lot.
Yeah, but and sometimes none. But, I mean, sometimes it's like 80%. I mean, word for word. But, I mean, you're a famous musician. I bet you see
– I happen to write all of my stuff.
But what I'm saying is I bet you see a lot of people lifting your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not accusing Trump of ripping me off. I mean, they say imitation is one of the greatest forms of flattery. But, I mean, let's just be clear.
Yeah.
I believe that America – has been great, is great, and is amazing because of people like Martin Luther King, from where he came from and what he did,
right.
And the fact that he said, don't judge people by what color they are,
right.
But by the content of their character and what they produce and do. Well, listen,
right.
I listen to music no matter what color somebody is if I like them.
That's
I go to a restaurant, eat their food no matter what color they are if I like the food.
Right.
I wear clothes if I like them no matter who made them.
Right.
And so that makes perfect sense to me. So when you ask, when was America great? I would say when Martin Luther King was at his peak and America had come together and white America had rejected the bad things that they'd done, and people were coming together. Now I see the left using divisions that were in this country's past to create new divisions to keep us divided. And that's in the WikiLeaks. Hillary Clinton is talking to high-level professors saying, I'm going to lose. And they say, we need culture war, which means race war. We need to up people fighting, and we need to exacerbate all this. So it's not lessening bad things that have happened in the past, but the media tries to open those wounds and make that the full spectrum. But seriously, when it gets to, quote, white supremacy, those parts of Trump's speeches that get called that are not my rhetoric. I mean, my rhetoric
– well. I'm not saying
if you go back to George W. Bush, people called me a communist because I didn't like him.
Right.
And then Obama said one thing and then did another. So I said I didn't like a lot of what he was doing, all those wars and things.
So then they
said, oh, you're a right-wing white supremacist. So a lot of times if you criticize Democrat policies – when it was the Democratic Party mm-hmm. who created the KKK.
Okay.
It was the Democratic Party that literally created all these systems. I mean, the NRA, I hear that they're the white supremacists, that they're the new KKK. The NRA was created so that black Americans that the KKK was attacking en masse and killing thousands of a month would learn how to use firearms and defend themselves.
Right.
Now, that's the truth. So when we hear that the NRA, who I'm not even a member of, is the new KKK, it's not true.
Well,
literally.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Now, one thing, I believe it is possible to disagree with the NRA but still be in support of your Second Amendment rights.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have to fall in line with the belief system of the NRA in order to know the value of my Second Amendment rights. And the thing that you spoke of as it pertains to Martin Luther King when he was at his height.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, you said that is the time when America was great.
When we were coming together.
Okay. Now, even though, you know, seemingly to the naked eye, we were coming together. The COINTELPRO was very much alive. The counterintelligence program was very much
I interviewed Ted Gunderson, who later apologized to Martin Luther King's family, who actually ran that against Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I understand that.
And none of it, and by the way, none of that stuff was even true. And the left today puts up
this. Whoa, none of what stuff was even
true? None of the stuff that they put out against King was true.
You mean as far as about him, you know, being a womanizer?
Yeah, all the tapes, so all that stuff's fake.
Yeah, I mean.
And so is the new stuff on Ronald Reagan. There is a project to make everybody hate each other and go after each other.
Now, what we could do...
I mean, I interviewed Ted Gunderson, ran the program against King.
I got you. Now, what we could do is allow ourselves to be bogged down with the minutiae of it. And I want to get straight into the nucleus of it.
That's a good idea.
Now, what I'm saying is...
I'm going to steal that. Straight to the nucleus.
Now, what I'm saying is, you said that was the time when America was great again. But even when America was great, there were powers greater than the evolution of America that still found a way to sabotage.
They're countervailing currents.
Absolutely. Why would we want to replicate that time? Because you can't replicate one part of a time without replicating all of that time.
I'm glad you're bringing this up. I think what I'm getting at and what Trump's getting at when he repeats what Ronald Reagan said, again, taking it from Reagan.
Coming from somebody who's a refugee from the war on drugs, I don't think that, you know what I'm saying, quoting Ronald Reagan is going to
I have exposed the CIA drug dealing. I've exposed Iran-Contra.
Okay.
I've exposed what went on in the Reagan White House.
Right,
I'm not even defending Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
It was George Herbert Walker Bush that ran that whole thing.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, Reagan, after he got shot.
Right.
And they gave him a cold dose of blood. They kept him drugged up, except when they put him on speed and wind him up to bring him out. And Nancy Reagan knew that and would not be in the same room with George Herbert Walker Bush, who ran Obama, who ran the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing was run by him.
Okay.
And that's why Obama and Clinton go on vacation with George Herbert Walker before he died.
Mm.
That's why they all call him Daddy, because he ran the CIA
when
he was like 40-something years old.
Okay.
He made the deal with China. He was the kingpin of the whole blueprint to control both parties. So you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I interviewed Real Rick Ross in prison.
That's right.
I'm sure you've seen Kill the Messenger.
He told me. Yeah, absolutely.
Like Kill the Messenger.
I have.
I was going to have... I'd had Jerry Webb on 15 times. I was building a website for him. He had a book coming out proving and vindicating the CIA was shipping drugs deliberately in the black communities to imprison folks.
Right.
And they shot him twice in the head at his house, blew his jaw off the first time. He fought him, shot him in the back of the head. So believe me, I know the war on drugs is bad. But just... Let me just get this thing about America.
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying is renaissance. Renaissance means rebirth. You know, it's like leaving the fields fallow for a few years, and then fertilizer hits it, and you get a big rain, and you get the best crops you've ever had. And so just like you've had things in your life, and you came through an adversity, that makes you stronger. America has all this great background and all the good and the bad that happened, and it made rich, fertile soil, and then... Tip, you're a seed that got stuck in that with your natural talent and the experiences you had that people then resonated with, no matter what color they are. And now that's what's so great about America is that if you were in Germany or if you were in Japan or if you were anywhere else in the world, I guarantee you there wouldn't be that fertile dirt that's got manure in it and it's got all sorts of crazy stuff in it.
Yeah.
But it's so fertile. And what's great about America is more inventions, more wealth, the internet.
Mm-hmm.
From its beginning, and it developed ideas that we never fully realized. realized, but became the model of the world of freedom. And of course, we were hypocrites. We're like, we've got all these great ideas about freedom, but we're one of the worst about not people not being free. So then we work towards that idea. Yeah. And that's why everybody from all over the world wants to come here.
Mm-hmm.
By 1955.
To get blocked at the border and separated from their children.
But see, when people used to come to Ellis Island, they got checked for 3 months to make sure they didn't have diseases and then brought in.
Right.
Mexico has 200,000 dead the last just 5 years in the drug war. Mm-hmm. They have no Second Amendment, but way higher crime rate than us.
Right.
The coyotes rape 80% of the women being brought up. And then once they get here, it's total lawlessness. We release over 90% of the people. All they're doing is sending people back over the border who have criminal records. And then they show the detention centers when they did have cages in 2014 and then say that Trump's doing it. It's not about defending Trump. That's not Trump even doing that.
All right, well, what about the rapes, molestations, and sexual abuse of the children present day that have been reported?
You're talking about inside these ICE facilities?
Absolutely.
Oh, I mean, anytime you've got millions of people pouring across a border out of a third world failed state, who I wish could stabilize itself,
mm-hmm.
a narco-terror state,
mm-hmm.
and when Obama was caught, the ATF shipping hundreds of thousands of guns down there to destabilize Mexico in Fast and Furious.
In fact, huh? Excuse me. See, now, if only I had. See, that is.
But see, that's not even Obama. He's just a front guy like Reagan was.
I get it. Everybody is. I mean, you know, they're just a puppet at the end of the string.
And that's why they don't like Trump. Because let me tell you, he's got some problems. Listen, he's actually running the show. And that hadn't happened since Kennedy.
And that's probably the worst thing for us.
Well, the bottom line is the president's Trump, and he is actually running the show.
And now, listen, let me tell you this. This is what I'm telling you. I don't know whether he is or isn't. I don't know what he is doing or isn't doing. And that isn't my problem with him. You know what I'm saying? My problem with him is the disregard and disrespect for black lives and all of the rhetoric that he spews that galvanizes.
What's an example?
They're very fine people on both sides.
Oh, I'd love to elaborate on that.
Now, you can say what. Now, this is the thing. I can give you credit for being exceptionally smart and intelligent, or I can deal with you as though you are exceptionally dumb and unintelligent. But I can't hop back and forth and do both. So, a person who is exceptionally smart and intelligent, they would know saying something like that would lend itself to the opinion of adversity to the people who are the most oppressed and have been the most disenfranchised throughout American history. So you can't say, oh, well, he just said that and that he didn't mean it that way, unless you want me to assume or expect him to be exceptionally dumb and unintelligent.
Well, that's the thing about Trump is that that's a huge issue right there. I had a reporter, Millie Weaver, who went to cover that. Well, the liberal media covered it, too. And Millie Weaver is a libertarian. She's not even a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And she got there because it was a big event. They said there was going to be this big battle. Well, that's what you cover in the news.
Mm.
And she got put on the news as a white supremacist because she's sitting there covering the whole demonstration. The Antifa shows up in masks.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even tell who they are.
Yeah.
And then you've got hundreds of reporters. You've got more reporters,
yeah,
a lot of them white,
right,
who are there covering this big melee that's about to happen. That's what a reporter does. That's going to go viral.
Sure.
You want to cover that. And then they aim cameras all and go, look at all these white people, and half of them were the people there covering it. It's right. Totally crazy. Okay. And that happened to my reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I saw the clip out of what Trump said. If you watch the whole press conference, I'm not even defending it. If you watch, because those words, you could certainly see how people have
issue with. Nah, man, when you say those words, you know what those words mean if you are exceptionally intelligent or you are exceptionally unintelligent and you're dumb. So it's either you didn't know what you were saying and you're exceptionally dumb, or you did know what you're saying.
And it's a dog whistle.
Okay, y'all, if we could just take a brief intermission in the discussion for 1 second, I have something I want to bring you up to speed on. Did y'all know that September is National Life Insurance Awareness Month? Nah, most people aren't aware of that, just like most people aren't aware of the fact that they need life insurance. That's why 40% of Americans don't have it. But getting life insurance doesn't need to be difficult or expensive. Right now, Prices are the lowest they've been in 20 years. And Policy Genius has made it easier than ever to get covered. Policy Genius is the easy way to shop for life insurance online. In minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers and find your best price. If you need life insurance, but you just haven't gotten around to it, National Life Insurance Awareness Month is as good of a time as any to get started. Go to PolicyGenius.com, get quotes, and apply in minutes. You can do the whole thing on your phone right now. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. You're going to need it one day.
Let me expand on what I'm saying. I'm not an apologist for Trump. And what I'm trying to explain is you had the police and you had Antifa. And then you had the white supremacists, all these people who were going to have this event. And there are real white supremacists in this country, and that exists. But I could show you, if I had the time, where the Southern Poverty Law Center and all these other organizations mm-hmm. have been caught going and not just infiltrating these groups, but creating them and hyping them up and finding mentally ill people to follow them over and over again. And I can tell you that of the five leaders of those groups, mm-hmm. I had a couple of them on to tell them they were feds.
Okay.
Okay. Those individuals, their parents all work for Obama and Hillary,
mm-hmm.
And they just a year before worked for Hillary,
okay.
And then suddenly they're walking around in 1930s Nazi outfits doing all this, and then there's a big clash, and then oh, America can now fight with itself. What I'm saying is the deep state is on record in WikiLeaks. In Germany, the London Guardian reports that most of the white supremacist groups end up being the German government that then have them go out and do atrocities
right.
so they can then sit there and divide the people. I mean, it's the oldest trick in the book.
And well, I mean, divide and conquer is definitely the oldest trick in the book, and I don't doubt that.
Sure, but you're on what Trump said.
I don't dispute that. No, I'm not necessarily even just on what he said. I'm on what he represents. You see what I'm saying? Because when you say he said this, he said there were verifying people on both sides. Now,
he just met the two groups that there's a lot of more reporters.
I got you. But yep. Check this out. Right. One could sit from the sidelines and say, there are verifying people on both sides. Well, that could have meant anything. It's very broad and it lends one to.
Well, Trump's always trying to unify and people say he's trying to divide.
That's a lie.
No, but well, let's
now,
look at
that's
that.
That's a lie. Now I'm going to ahead. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make a firm position and say that is a lie. Shithole countries, people coming from shithole countries saying that Baltimore is rat infested. You understand?
Sure.
Denying Puerto Rico of proper American assistance during tragedy. Turning around people who are.
Hold on. Can I borrow a pen? Because I want to write all this down because I want to respond to each point.
Well, get a man a pen.
Please.
And also turning people around from the border who are fleeing from the Bahamas. Okay, see, these types of things to me are un-American. Okay, you say someone is. These shithole countries.
Sure, let me start counting. That's a lot.
I got you. Okay, well first.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm going to start with. When you say, because the only reason I said that is because you said Trump is always trying to unify people.
No, you're right.
But wait a minute.
I would say from one perspective, but you're right. He does sometimes.
But you said always and
no, you're right.
Sometimes.
Well, I wouldn't say a lie.
So that's an oxymoron. Yep. If you say always, there is no sometimes.
No, but I get your point, but I need to go through each of those points.
Okay, well, the first one is when he said he attacked people who said that they came from shithole countries, and those people who came from those, from his perspective, shithole countries, were people of color. He never said that people from Germany, that people from Sweden, that people from New Zealand, that people from Paris, that he never said they were from shithole countries.
All right. Now, let me go over it now.
Okay, go ahead.
Because, I mean, I like doing this. I'm going to go over
it. Okay, well, I'm going to give you every opportunity to do it.
All right,
let's go.
So let's just lay through it here.
Please.
You can't go, when you fly into Mexico to say Cancun, they give you that little note, and it says on there that this is the day you're coming in, this is the day you're leaving. And if you don't leave on the time they say, when they get you, they arrest you. Mm-hmm. And Mexico gives you a year hard labor if you're caught there illegally. That's the London Guardian, Associated Press. So again, the U.S. has the most open border policy in the world. There are 6 billion people almost in third world countries.
Okay.
They want to come here. And if everybody comes here with the system, back when we had open borders 150 years ago, we still had Ellis Island, everybody wasn't getting free stuff. So the Democrat globalist plan is to bankrupt the country. Now, when I say Trump says unify, I mean as Americans, he sits there and unifies things.
All right. Now, I want to remind you that the question was, how can Trump unify people when he's being critical of refugees from third world countries when America was founded by immigrants?
No, you're right.
When Ilhan Omar comes
from Somalia, immigrants, where they still currently have slavery. I mean, think about that. Four African countries.
Yes.
When they're talking about how America sucks, he then says, if people don't even have
America
working
sucked.
Passports, he's being honest, saying, how can they degrade America and say how bad we are when they're trying to get into the nation? But I can see from your perspective how someone saying shithole countries is actually trying to put people down. But let me expand on this.
The part about Baltimore is not fair.
The part about Baltimore is not true.
Okay.
That's a lie.
What you mean?
That's a lie. The part about Baltimore is a lie.
What do you mean?
And I'm not saying you're a liar. I'm saying from the perspective of the way you're looking at things, that's a lie. Baltimore, Trump
said.
Are
you saying I didn't hear what I heard?
No. You heard what they clipped out. He didn't say black people were rats.
No, he didn't say black people were rats. That ain't what I said he said. He said it was rat infested.
But the media said he meant black people.
Well, I didn't say that to you across the table.
I know, but that's
right
the feeling
now.
You got, and that's the takeaway.
No. What I'm saying is the
let me break it down. Elijah Cummings. Let me tell you how this all happened.
Let me please, because it seems like you have my message misconstrued. So
Elijah Cummings.
If I may elaborate,
okay.
What I'm saying is the leader of the American people, the leader of what we know as the free world, is now this person. And this person says to all the people that he's leading, all the people that he's leading, that one of these territories is rat infested. Now, to be honest with you, hey, listen, man, it's rats everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's rats everywhere.
I've seen one in my house.
And guess what? He should know more than anything. You know what I mean?
My cat's killed like three this year, or mice.
He should know more than anything, because it was more rats in his cabinet than, you know what I mean?
Let me counter that.
But that is not an appropriate way to live.
I know, but Tip, you got to let me counter this stuff. You make good
I'm
points.
I'm trying.
You got some points on the
Go
board.
Go ahead.
Let me just lay this out. I covered that whole thing. Elijah Cummings got up there as the chairman of his committee, and he did this whole fake thing like he was, you know, talking about how Trump's this devil, and these kids are pissing and crapping their pants, and it's horrible, and there's these cages, and they're in their diapers, and this Trump's a devil doing this, when it was Obama tripled the amount of those facilities, told people come up, and then screened people, and it was much worse, and now we built it and made it better. And then Trump goes, man, why don't you take care of your own district? It's not fit for your people to be living there. It's rat infested. It's falling apart. He went and showed the people complaining and saying, Elijah Cummings, get in here. And the media spun it. You can pull it up and said, Trump's saying black people are rats. Now, you didn't say that, but that was the takeaway. When Trump was saying and Trump then sent people in there to try to clean it up and help people, because Elijah Cummings won't even send the trash trucks to pick up the trash on the street. Now, that's what Trump did.
Well, listen, again, I'm an independent thinker. I'm an independent speaker. I'm not in support of Elijah.
No, but you're right. He does say things sometimes that don't unify. And I was being, and so that was incorrect what I said.
Okay.
But a lot of times, listen, judges.
But look, though, but this is the thing, though. He's only critical of black and Hispanic territories. You understand what I'm saying? He's only critical of Puerto Rico in Baltimore. But what about the other rural areas that have, you know, like, I mean,
Appalachia and everywhere.
I'm just saying. But listen, and another thing that I feel, right? Okay, you've been critical of the government for systemic oppression, which I agree with you. You know what I mean? Systemic oppression of the American people. But you have kind of chose to leave people of color out of it. Because when it comes to systemic oppression, it feels like we are kind of like the prototype. You dig what I'm saying? So, and I know that you've talked about.
No, I've talked about how.
You've talked about white genocide, right?
No, I've talked about everything. I've talked about how blacks have been used as the beta test in the United States for oppressing groups. And then once they've tested it there, because in the past it was safe to sell drugs there, run prostitution there, run the rackets there. And then they would then move and expand those districts after that. I've actually pioneered exposing all that. But listen.
You've talked about American genocide, correct?
there is a systematic system to genocide all cultures. They want a global corporate monoculture.
That's what I read in the New World Order, one world government.
Wants to take out all cultures. I get that.
And I've read that as well. However, I'm saying, and I appreciate the information sure. that you put out there, but it seems as though you speak from a very a one-sided perspective.
No, that's the media. I mean, I don't know where you're getting that, but that's.
I mean, it's just that. Okay. Like, we're the most subjected to genocide.
I mean, I went and interviewed Louis Farrakhan.
I mean, and Louis Farrakhan, he's been a leader and an example. I mean, he's there. He's definitely said.
But you know what happened when I got a 3-hour interview with him?
He said some
at his house. At his house, no one picked it up. So what I'm telling you is the media cherry picks.
And listen, Minister Farrakhan, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan is one of the greatest minds with the most wisdom and has an ability to actually speak truth mm-hmm. to power like no one else. Now, of course, there have been some things that he has said that has kind of maybe taken his message back.
No.
A few steps.
Or they take it out of context.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've said that.
Right. So, as I feel like you may feel sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
But let me just give you an example. Farrakhan reached out to me years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reached out to him. And then I was in the middle of a divorce and a custody battle. He invited me up to his place in Michigan. I couldn't go.
Right.
I mean, so I'm just telling him, Louis Farrakhan reached out to Alex Jones. Okay, Louis Farrakhan actually knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And he is aware of trying to empower communities.
Okay.
Have them have their own identity. Doesn't mean other people are bad.
Right.
But people need their own identity so that they can be strong and not be overrun by this global synthetic thing. But let me just go back to Trump. And I'm not here to defend Trump.
Okay.
Before I knew Trump, I thought he was a cheesy guy that owned some casinos and golf courses and hotels and was, just selling this kind of, bling deal or whatever. And I didn't dislike it. I just thought – but Trump was the guy 45 years ago that bought up all these only white golf courses
uh-huh.
and opened them up to everybody. That just seems like good business. Trump's the guy that all the rappers and hip-hop people really loved till he ran for president. So what I'm saying is they take a lot of things out of context.
It was kind of until he sided with the white supremacists. And that is, to pretend as though, I'm going to go back to, I can either assume or give you credit for being exceptionally intelligent, or I must categorize you as exceptionally dumb. I cannot do both. Now, when asked about the KKK and his affiliation with the KKK, he asked, who are they? He didn't know those people. He has no idea who the KKK is. So if a person who is running for president and who has been put in a position to lead the free
I'd like to see that clip, okay? And they dug up hundreds of times of him, and before that, dozens decrying the KKK in the 80s and 90s.
I'm not saying that the media is perfect, and I'm not here to defend the media.
I remember when they said he said all Mexicans are criminals. There is no video of that. He said a lot of great people coming across, but you've got a lot of criminals coming across the border.
There's a lot of criminals everywhere. There's a lot of criminals everywhere, not just at the border. There's a lot of criminals in Utah. There's a lot of criminals in Idaho.
But where do Americans run? They run to Mexico and vice versa. They're people with aliases that have committed dozens of homicides that come across from Mexico.
There are people here who commit dozens of homicides.
I'm asking you a question.
And we take
them. Why does Mexico make us go there with the passport?
We take them to McDonald's before we take them to jail.
I'm asking you a question. Why does Mexico put you in jail if you're there illegally? Because they're white supremacists?
Listen, I don't know enough about Mexican practices to even speak intelligently on the subject.
Let me hit you with this. There's a man out there, if he's still there, wearing a Tuskegee University shirt.
Okay.
He was out there earlier.
Yeah.
Now let's get real. I've been on air.
As though we've been bullshitting.
No, we haven't been. But for 25 years, why do you think Louis Farrakhan and Professor Griffin, all the people reached out to me to come on my show over the years? Because they knew the films I made and the things I covered. Tuskegee was the government in a eugenics, true, beyond Nazi program, injecting black people with syphilis and letting them spread
syphilis,
it.
But
listen, let me go further. It's not lessening the black people when they got busted in the 70s. 1980s, they went, whoa, let's just say it's the black people, and systemically it'll get swept under the rug as there was institutional racism with some people. Mm-hmm. That was their. They were doing it to poor whites in Appalachia. They were doing it to poor Hispanics in South Texas. They were doing it to people in Peru. Our government had a secret group injecting poor people with syphilis to spread it to reduce population. I exposed with the doctors and scientists when I first got on air in 1995 that HIV was a weaponized program that is race specific.
All of this information I appreciate.
But I'm saying I'm not defending white supremacy.
I want to give you all of the credit for bringing us up to speed on all of that type of stuff. Now, we talked about your contribution to the election of the president. What about the Russians? You're a conspiracy theorist. What happened there?
Oh, I got to tell you, that's a case of Hillary did uranium one, gave him 25% of our uranium. She was in deep trouble. Robert Mueller had been the bag man delivering him uranium on the tarmac. She'd done a legal deal with the Russians when she was Secretary of State. So they knew that Trump was going to be able to use that against him. So they sent in all these agents to try to set up Trump and his people to make deals with the Russians, but they didn't really exist. Also, you can go to Russia and buy bots and internet advertising, mm-hmm. but 80% of it that was done was for Hillary. And so that was all just a big smokescreen to make it look like the election of Donald Trump wasn't legitimate.
Yeah.
And that's why the whole thing's turned out to be a hoax. It's like Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
Two women have just gone public and said, we were never called. We never met him. These are the women that they were saying, these were the women they were saying in the news he had sexually assaulted. It was just made up.
So you're saying Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted? No way. That's what you're saying.
In every case except for Blasey Ford.
Are you saying Brett Kavanaugh assaulted no one?
I'm saying that absolutely, they've had no proof. There were no police reports.
Brett Kavanaugh assaulted nobody.
Yeah, 35, 40 years ago, there's no police reports, no witnesses at the time, and almost all the people have said that they were threatened to say it or that they were paid
to say it. You said almost. Listen, because this
except for Blasey Ford.
Okay, Blasey Ford. All right.
The evil chipmunk.
Whatever. This bottle of water you're drinking, it's approximately 8 ounces, correct? If I drop a fraction of an ounce of shit water in there,
I'm not going to drink it.
You dig what I'm saying? You dig what I'm saying? So one little drop of shit water makes an entire bottle of water undrinkable, does it not?
There's due process.
I asked, does it not?
But you're famous. What are you going to do 30 years from now? People line up and lie about you.
I ain't raped nobody. Everything that's done around me and is done in my company and my presence,
that's what I'm saying,
is all fair and consensual.
I believe you.
I've never,
well, I wasn't
ever,
accusing
ever,
you of that.
Guess what? But if you look at me, you see I ain't got to. You look at Brett Kavanaugh,
But under due process.
And this is just me speaking.
Under due process, you can't.
I'm just speaking as a playboy.
You can't 40 years later when you don't have any witnesses. And it turns out just this week.
They did it to Bill Cosby. How come they can't do it to Brett Kavanaugh? They did it to Bill Cosby.
I don't think Bill Cosby deserves to be in prison. I've said that, and people criticize me for it. They don't have any. But these women go up to these hotel rooms, and they're Playboy bunnies, and then they claim 40 years ago or 30 years ago he drugged them.
Okay.
I mean, listen, the due process, that's why there's statute of limitations. Can I just say this, though?
Absolutely. You can say whatever you want.
All the studies show that 3G, 4G, and 5G give humans and animals they've tested it on giant brain tumors.
Okay.
It's true that breast cancer that is estrogen positive is up over 3,000%, and it was incredibly rare everywhere until glyphosate was put out there.
Right.
And now we know, and they found in court, and they found scientifically that they knew that glyphosate from that big company was giving people cancer. I was covering it 25 years ago and getting threatened to shut up. I didn't shut up. I had the scientist on. It grows prostate cancer. It grows
3G and 5G.
And glyphosate, all of it. And so what I'm
saying, where do you find glyphosate?
It's in every water table in the Western world.
Every water table?
It's in the water. It's in the aquifers.
It's like fluoride.
Okay. Fluoride was used in the Soviet Union in the water supply at forced labor camps to make people docile and infertile.
All right.
When the Nazis and the Russians at the start of World War II were allies, they divided Poland. This is all in Pulitzer Prize-winning books.
Right.
Stalin gave Hitler the fluoride system to suppress people.
All right.
Then in 1949, they start putting it in our water. There's thousands of studies that lowers IQ.
Mm-hmm.
There are thousands of studies that reduces fertility. And I'm not saying this because you're an African-American. I have had all the scientists on, top toxicologists.
I want you to say it.
Said, for whatever reason, fluoride hurts women about three times less than men because of women's blood-brain barrier.
Okay.
It hurts men three times more, and then it hurts black men twice what it hurts any other man genetically.
Okay.
So,
why does it hurt black men more genetically?
That is on average, and that's in Harvard studies.
I mean, but is there a reason
that's
why?
That's in JAMA studies. Just type in fluoride hurts blacks more than any other group, and men particularly.
Okay.
And it deals with some type of issue with the blood-brain barrier. And, of course, that's all averages. Everybody's pretty close, but there's different averages and this and that. And if you just look it up, you want to know what's really hitting black people.
Tell me.
Fluoride on anyone. Any male that drinks it lowers IQ massively.
Any male?
Any male.
Not female.
Women, not as much.
Okay.
Because they're blood-brain barrier, because they've got to be able to carry a child. They've got a much stronger blood-brain barrier.
Gotcha.
A woman's got to be able to have a baby with a different blood type that you know, pees in her.
Right.
And sometimes craps in her.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And it's
feminine. I mean, over the course of 9 months, I'm sure he craps in her quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean this really goes on. I'm not putting babies down. I'm saying women, doctor will tell you, women aren't tougher in a fist fight, but women, gunshot wounds, stab wounds, starving, any poison.
Right.
It takes more poison to kill a woman.
Right.
So women are, as babies, are tougher.
Okay.
And so.
I have daughters and sons, so I know the difference in female evolution versus male evolution. My daughters, they talked sooner, they walked sooner, they were potty trained sooner. Now, once they get to be about, I say, 7, 8, you know what I mean? It kind of balances out a little bit, you know what I mean? Based on how much time, effort, and energy you've put into, like, you know, what they consume. Speaking of babies, this is something that's very, very near and dear to me and my concerns and things that I'm very, very, very passionate about. Vaccinations. What's with vaccinations?
Okay. I believe, and the science is real. They always say, oh, you don't believe in science. Going back 600 years ago in England, they learned how if a cow had smallpox, you wanted to give it to your kids when they were healthy instead of when they were sick. Because if your kids already had the flu or cold and got it, it'd kill them 90% of the time.
Uh-huh.
But if you gave them smallpox on a toothpick, they'd poke the pus and they'd stick it in your arm and you get a scar. Mm. But most of the time you live. You only died like 3% of the time.
What?
Yeah, now
I don't want my baby having nothing to cause him to die 1% of the time.
No, I agree.
Why in the fuck would you do that?
I'm not defending it. I'm the guy that they try to ban for saying this. The inserts on vaccines say they don't protect you, and they say they can kill you. Not the fact sheet.
What the fuck?
You've got to act for the insert that comes in the package. I'm getting chills. It's so important. My mom almost died taking a flu shot. My uncle almost died taking a tetanus shot.
Right.
And they have a secret vaccine fund. Speaking of Reagan, this happened under Reagan, where they pay people off secretly because so many millions were getting damaged from it. My grandmother, who just died 2 years ago at 92, she got a second round of polio shots in 1955, and the doctor told her, you got polio, and it almost killed her from the vaccine. So you're damn right. We have a government with a history of injecting people with syphilis in vaccines.
Absolutely.
Why are we now going to trust them when they tell us that this is great? I know people in the military where they had certain units when they gave them the anthrax shots where people died in almost every unit from the so-called anthrax shots. So this is secret government experimentation going on, and it's not that vaccine science isn't real. It's that there's side effects, and they're jacking it with stuff, and 90% of our vaccines are made in communist China.
I'm going to tell you two things that I find hard to believe about vaccines, or that confuse me about vaccines. First, if the vaccines work, and my child haven't been vaccinated, and it's a classroom full of children that have been vaccinated.
Why the hell does your kid got to take it
Why
if they're supposedly protected?
Why does my kid have to have a vaccine? Why is my kid threatened to not be admitted into class because he or she doesn't have a vaccine if the other children do have vaccines and the vaccines actually work?
By the way, you just said it, and I interrupted you. Say it again. If my child hadn't had a vaccine, but this vaccine works 100% of the time, is safe and effective, then all these other kids are protected. how are they saying my kid's bad and going to make their kids sick if supposedly they're protected? Because the truth is, the flu shot's never been correct. They've never guessed the next year's mutation.
Right.
And if you look at the studies, taking one flu shot doubles your chances, Canadian study by the government, 2008, doubles your chances. Taking the flu shot doubles your chances of getting the flu the next year. It's BS. Mm. It lowers your immunity, and you can't trust these companies.
This is true. And speaking of companies, you know, Purdue, who produces OxyContin and like one of the largest distributors of opioids in this country, which is also one of the largest contributors of the opioid epidemic. They were being sued. They were being sued by 2,000 plus people, victims that have been affected by the drug. And I believe they were said to have been in conversations to settle in the tune of $12 billion. Now, why is it that I just hear that Purdue is looking to file bankruptcy? Could you tell the people what the strategy may be for that and the impact it may have on the American public?
Well, sure. What happens is once these companies know they're about to lose lawsuits, they declare bankruptcy so that they don't have to pay out all the money, and so the people that actually did it get away with it. And a lot of those companies, their own documents have come out. Their business plan is to make a new, more addictive opioid to beat all the others. And then they think by the time that ever happens, they'll just declare bankruptcy and already moved it over into other companies. So I think you knew the answer to your uncle. But yeah, that's
yeah, absolutely.
That's
I just wanted to see if you're going to tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
I'm saying I just wanted to. I mean, you know, we're getting to know each other.
No, but everything's perspective. I mean, I'm trying to be truthful here.
Absolutely.
And so I'll give you that. That actually, some of the things Trump has said have been divisive, and that was I was just you get so used to being attacked because I've supported Trump that you just start defending him.
That's
But you know, nobody's perfect, and I agree.
Right is right and wrong.
He could be less divisive.
But
what about Trump opening up the golf course? What about Trump with
don't nobody
Kanye?
Care. Listen, black people don't play golf.
Okay, well, you haven't been around my
golf
course.
You know what I'm saying? You got Tiger Woods and... Okay.
There's a golf course by my house. There's plenty of black people.
Man, listen, man. All I'm saying is, bro, if you want to really...
Well, let me expand on this.
Like tennis courts, basketball courts, handball, racquetball, you know what I mean, football fields... You know,
what about Trump? What about Trump with Kanye moving to reform prison so that black people aren't given three times the sentence white people are for the same drugs?
Listen,
you know that was Hillary.
That's called the crack law.
Yeah.
That's called the crack law. Now, we spoke about the crack law, and the crack law has been trending itself downward since far before Trump was in it.
But it's still a good thing.
It is a good thing. However, I believe, like you say, he's the face. I believe that there was already a downward trajectory from the crack law from back when I was in prison. I saw people get woke up as the crack law began to change from, because at first it was 100-1, then it went to 50-1, then it went to 20-1, then it went to, you know what I'm saying? So it had a downward trajectory already.
You're saying he's taking credit for something that already happened.
It was he's taking credit for something that was already destined to happen. It was already.
But he's not just doing the crack law. He's doing other stuff.
I'm not saying. Yeah, he also is doing the what is it? The prison reform thing where you get the is it the Second Chance Act or something like that?
Yeah, people that have these outrageous sentences.
Okay, all of this is fair and decent, and technically, yes, it's being done under his administration. However, these things affect the taxpaying Americans, okay? They affect the taxpaying Americans in such a way that it's inevitable. He has no choice. You understand what I'm saying? I know he has no choice. I know that that's not done in any great level of altruism.
Have you seen the Hillary video where she says we need to make black people come to heel?
This is the thing. We're not talking about Hillary. I'm not here.
But if
I'm
Trump
not here to
said
defend,
that, I mean, I would not support
I'm
it.
Not here to defend Hillary.
Crazy.
I'm not here to defend Hillary. I'm not here to. So if you were to tell me, hey, listen, man, Trump's a white supremacist. Hillary's a white supremacist,
I don't think
too.
Trump's a white supremacist.
Hillary's a white supremacist, too. She just is more covert about it. I would say, hey, we can agree on that. But if you tell me that Trump is not a white supremacist at all, even though he's put white supremacists in power, yes, this is what you're saying. You're saying, okay, the president may be a white supremacist. I may have supported him, but I supported him because I felt like we would have a better chance at knowing what we're up against, and there are bigger fights in the battle. Is that what you're saying?
Well, like, I mean, I don't think that Trump is a white supremacist.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Has he put out red meat to the populist base?
It
feels
hard.
Like they've been run over.
Red meat? No. What you did was you perpetuated a mindset, and you kind of you stirred up the pot.
Focusing on what stuff in America that the media, a lot of it's majorly exaggerated. And I'm not saying this, but you said this to Candace Owens. You said, listen, or maybe the moderator did. I saw it a few days ago, watched it a couple times, played it on my show.
All right,
but you can correct me. You were there. You said it, that her saying other countries had slavery longer than the U.S., including African ones, right now, and it's wrong. You're like, yeah, okay. Well, you're taking away and belittling the problems people had here. I don't think she's doing that.
I never said that.
Well, maybe the moderator said
that. What I see it was, that's some bullshit. And I will elaborate on why I feel that that was some bullshit. It's because regardless of how you feel about Trump, this, that, and the other, you will never, and I repeat, you will never hear anyone get on any stage and say, well, the Holocaust, where people were enslaved and murdered, and this happened all around the world. You will never allow that to happen. No media outlet.
Actually,
no one would publish it.
Actually, the Polish president came out last year and this year, and then whenever Germany came last 2 weeks ago and apologized to the Polish people.
Sir.
Hitler killed even, I think it's all bad.
A Jewish person would never get on any stage and say that. Ever.
I'm trying to sure.
So for black people,
yeah.
For a black woman, as integral as a piece they are, and as important of a role that they hold, and as brilliant of a mind as Candace Owens is, for her to sit up there and minimize slavery by saying that. Everyone in the world has no Jewish.
So now I get your perspective.
Nobody would do that.
No, but you're saying because she's black, and it's like.
Nah, it ain't because she's black. If a white person said it, we'd be just as livid.
Okay, well, then let me say it this way, because this is really important.
We know that there was slavery. We know what Moses went in there, according to the Bible, and said, let my people go. We understand that. We do. However, what you can't do right now is sit on this stage and say to these people who starve for liberation.
Sure.
You can't tell them that even though you were enslaved, it's okay because it happened in other places in the world.
Yeah, well,
Community would never go for that.
Sure, I'm not saying that.
Even the gay community would never allow you to sit up on stage and say, okay, yeah, well, people will look down for their sexual orientation and their lifestyle.
Oh, you made your point.
But that's happened plenty of places in the world.
You made your point.
Nobody would ever accept that.
Sure.
So why should we as black people accept?
Chip, I'm not saying accept that. What I'm saying.
That's what you're speaking.
No, that's not what I'm saying. No, you're not letting me talk. And which is okay on this point.
That's the same thing Candace said.
Listen, no, but you're good at filibustering, and that's a good point. And then they can edit that out and say that was the full thing. But what I'm saying is.
I don't need no edit. They got the full hour.
No, not on here. I'm saying the way they edited the Candace things. You did good in that debate. But if you watch the full Candace, she did good as well once you saw 4 minutes.
I told her
Did you know I know Candace?
I quoted her.
Did you know I know Candace Owens' secrets? I can tell them to you.
Now, I don't need her secrets.
No, it's good.
At the end of the day, guess what? She's a sister.
Yeah.
And I support her.
I understand. Let me just show you this, okay? When Obama and Hillary destroyed Libya, Muammar Gaddafi was stabilizing almost all of Africa, and it's caused probably 50 million deaths since it happened. Okay, but okay. So you got 50 million slaves here, and it's terrible, and it's horrible. We're not belittling that. We're saying if it's currently going on, and Obama and Hillary blew up Libya, what did Louis Farrakhan say? He said, God damn it, Obama, you just killed Muammar Gaddafi, and you just destroyed much of Africa, and God damn damn you, Obama. Now, no, I'm telling you, that nobody would sit there and say, okay, let's go 160 years ago and say, don't talk about people dying now who happen to be black or being sold as slaves, because nobody would belittle that. That's what happens right here. Humans are reportedly being sold as slaves for 400 each on the front line of the migrant crisis.
I'm familiar with that.
Africans are being sold at Libya's slave markets thanks to Hillary Clinton by Arabs.
I'm also
Arabs are perfect, even though they invented the goddamn black slave trade.
Nobody said Arabs.
And look at this right here. Libya's slave trade is Obama's blame. Look at that. Oh, and look at this. How Obama brought black Muslim slavery back. That's what I'm talking about, is when people only hear about that, and now, it's currently going on. We should talk about it.
Now, let me ask you this, and you raise fair points.
I get allowed to, but I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. This is a free place. It's a safe place.
It's fun stuff.
Safe
word. Help.
You raise fair points, right? But the thing, and I am familiar with this. I'm also familiar with, thank you, I'll take it, and I will use it for my research. You're also critical of the media as it pertains to Donald Trump and how they can, and you as well, and how they
Quite frankly, I'm sick of defending Donald Trump.
Yes, indeed. Now, for this next particular advertisement, who has shown support for Expeditiously, they're called Manscaped. All right, man, look. When you're trying to impress a woman, and I'm talking about like first, second date type stuff, you know what I'm saying? Once y'all know each other, then you probably ain't gonna care no more, and she's gonna go find her somebody who do. But let's not even talk about that. Let's just talk about this. You ready to take the next big relationship step, like, you know, getting naked. Well, whatever your step is. But you don't want to look like a hairy bear when you take your drawers off. You dig what I'm saying? And I'm going to just tell you, man, some of y'all, really, y'all don't need nothing to get in the way of what you got to offer, because you ain't really got no extra real estate to spare, if you know what I'm saying. So you need to get all of the grass out the way so the woman can really see your yard. Do you dig? Okay, so for those of you who are in that position, what you need to do is get over to manscaped.com and get the Lawnmower 2.0. What the hell is the Lawnmower 2.0? Well, anyway, back earlier in my career, I take a towel, throw it in the crowd, and then by the end of the show, girls would hand the towel back to me. I wipe myself off and then give it back to them. They'll go crazy for it. So this particular time, I grabbed the towel, wiped myself down, and even went down in my, you know, my lower regions. And lo and behold, someone snapped a picture of me, you know, going down in my lower regions with the towel before I could hand it back to him. And I'm going to tell you this. The sight of me unshaved and trimmed on a picture, you know what I'm saying? It really, you know, it kind of tapped me on the shoulder to say, hey, man, Tiff, you way too fly for this, man. You know what I'm saying? We need to get it together. Now, I did not have Manscaped, you know, to call on at this time. But guess what? You do. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code TIP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use code TIP. Use the code TIP at manscaped.com. Now, I'm going to tell you, I haven't necessarily tried it yet, but all of you, when you do, I want you to let me know how it worked out for you in a minute.
You're critical of the media as it pertains to their depiction.
Did you know he actually sued Bill Maher for calling him an orangutan?
But check me out.
That's funny.
But check me out, though. You're critical of the media as it pertains to how they view you and Trump and others, but you just went straight to media sources, you know what I'm saying, to talk about Hillary.
No, but I've interviewed people that are there.
No,
I've had the groups on.
Listen, bro. Listen, bro. This is just like.
No, but I'm well researched.
This is what they call a little common sense. This is a little common sense.
Al Jazeera.
Listen, man. This is USAtoday.com that you actually handed me this piece of paper.
But I broke all that before it was in there.
I got you. But you said Africans are being sold at Libyan slave markets thanks Hillary Clinton. Okay. So are you telling me that they couldn't have the same agenda against Hillary as other media sources may have against Trump? Wait a minute.
But it's actually true.
Wait a minute.
She engineered that war.
Wait a minute.
She took credit for it.
Wait a minute. I'm not saying you are right or wrong. I'm just asking you, could the same systems be at play here? That's all I'm asking. Also,
the answer is yes, but let me explain.
Okay.
I had to get people on from Libya, from the Libyan government while it was happening.
Okay.
when I told my crew, hey, get him some stuff on that, mainstream sources, thinking that you would like those, they'd be authoritative.
Right.
But you've got a point about that. I don't just believe stuff when I see it. I already had guests on who were original source people
right.
inside Libya.
Right.
And I had our own military on, and I've had the guys that were stationed in Libya
okay.
Who were in the movie 13 Hours. I've had three of the five guys on who witnessed all of this stuff. So I've gone to the original source people.
Okay. Now,
who were there and actually witnessed how the Arab slave trade came back in.
I give you another one. Inside Apple's Chinese sweatshop factory where workers are paid just €1.12. Is this a euro?
Are we allowed on an Apple platform to talk about this?
I'm just telling you, man. What is that? Is that a euro?
Yes. That's a euro. Let me tell you what's going on.
Wait a minute.
It's admitted that Foxconn's really bad.
But let me get it out, though. You're going to have an opportunity to defend. $1.12 per hour to produce iPhones and iPads for the West. Okay, you have that. Then you have riots, suicides, and other issues in Foxconn's iPhone factories. You have that. Then you also have how Obama brought back Muslim slavery of black people. Libyan slave trade is Obama to blame. This was all produced by the general media to the public. The same media that you say is to blame for my interpretation of Trump.
Well,
so how are they to blame when I interpret Trump, but they are used to the advantage of this particular argument?
That's one of the most common questions. That's a good question I get. I already knew the history of the transatlantic slave trade and how it was developed and introduced to the West. Doesn't belittle or make it less worse if the West did it. It's that the Arabs basically... I mean, hell, there's folks with black genetics all the way in the South Pacific.
That's
the Arab slave trade took black slaves all the way down to the South Pacific over 1,000 years ago. So all I'm getting at is, why does no one even know about that, and that it's only whites that were ever involved in slavery? That's all I'm saying.
No.
And then you're asking about the media. I'd like to answer the question.
Okay, but wait, if you would have started with the answer to the question, we could continue on that path.
I know the whole background, so I know those articles are accurate.
I got you.
What I'm saying is...
Okay. I'm going to take time, try to remember.
You know how I know about HARP? I've interviewed the former head of HARP.
I got
those
you.
Are big issues.
I got you. They are.
You know, there's an asteroid coming by the Earth, by Mars in a few months that's perfectly, you know, round like a tube that thinks probably an alien spaceship.
Okay.
I mean, I cover that kind of stuff. I don't just cover Trump and Obama.
I want to hear all of this. I want to hear all of this. And this may be a long interview.
Let's keep going. I want to do 5 hours.
I got you, baby. I got you.
I better not do it. All right.
I got you, baby. Hey, that's between you and your wife.
Yeah.
Hey, I won't tell a word. But this is what I'm saying, and I don't want to just be on political stuff.
Sure, we got plenty of time. Let's walk through it.
The only reason I'm on the political stuff is because it has been.
No, it's going to get brought up. What are you doing having this evil guy on, the white supremacist? You didn't challenge him on.
I ain't tripping on that. I don't care what nobody say about me and what I'm doing. I ain't got no boss.
I got it.
But the reason I'm on this is because
I'm still not trying to get you in trouble.
You can't get me in trouble.
No, I got it. You're your own man.
You can't get me in trouble.
Which is a real rarity. Most people are controlled.
I am not. Independent thinker.
That's good.
Independent speaker. Now, what I'm saying is the reason why I'm here, and when I say here, I mean here in this topic of discussion, is because you were one of the most influential supporters of Trump, and we now see what your support has done for the country as far as the position that we now hold given his leadership.
What about the lowest black unemployment level ever? Because I want everybody to be doing
good. Well, where are these jobs? Where are these jobs? Well, where are these jobs? Because I'm still in my area, okay? Basically, where I go to make my money in these clubs and doing these parties, and you know what I mean? I'm still in some of the most desolate places, some of the most underserved communities in the country. So if there were so many black jobs, if there was so much prosperity, why can't that be a media tactic?
No, you're right.
Why can't that be?
No, but here's the thing.
If everything that addresses Trump to his detriment is fake, why is it that everything that addresses him to his benefit is real? That's what's so hard
because I go off the real numbers. it's like having the best house in the worst neighborhood. The economy has a lot of problems. And you go all across this nation, white neighborhoods, black neighborhoods, they're all just neighborhoods. On average, they're rotting. They're falling apart. This nation has not been invested in for a long time because all the deals were made to make all the investment in China. The Council on Foreign Relations made that decision. We're actually at war with China geopolitically right now.
Yeah.
China has bought up our debt. It owns and controls Hollywood. And China is now, waging war against Trump through the media right now.
Now, okay, us being in debt with China. We are trillions of dollars in debt with China, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You also said that we are potentially at war with China, even if it isn't in physical.
Through proxies.
Through proxies. Okay.
Through India. And,
gotcha. So.
Hong Kong.
So when we say, or when we read inside Apple's Chinese sweatshop factory where workers are paid just $1.12 euros per hour to produce iPhones and iPads for the West. When we say that kind of stuff, and when we say that there were riots, and when we say that there's a Libyan slave trade, but this is actually true. I know this because I've researched it myself. And when we say how Obama brought back Muslim slavery for black people, why can't we assume that that kind of rhetoric is being put out? Because we know that there is an absolute obsession of the Obamas coming from the Trump family. We know that. Let me say,
Obama was not born in Kenya. Obama was born in Hawaii, and we actually got to the bottom, and it was actually Hillary that put out the opposition research when she was first running against Obama, if we don't forget that. This is a fact, and that she put out...
I would love to see that.
She put out the whole thing that he was born in Kenya.
I would love to see that, but
Type in Hillary Clinton opposition research. Hillary Clinton, please.
Type it in for him, sir.
Hillary Clinton created the Obama Kenya conspiracy theory, and
but guess what? I'm not here to do defend Hillary.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I got you,
Hillary.
But you ain't got no fight with me. I'm not fighting.
But I found out where
I'm
that came
asking
from.
Asking questions.
I found out where it came from.
Okay.
His real father was Frank Marshall Davis, one of the big leaders of the Communist Party.
Okay.
And he even wrote about it in the book that he stayed during the summers and, you know, basically called him dad. And then his grandfather, who was the CIA, had him over there.
Right.
And so Frank Marshall Davis was his real father. So the truth is, he isn't even from Kenya.
Hmm.
That guy was just a scholar that they brought over.
Now, let's talk about when we talk about immigrants. We talk about immigrants and we talk about keeping immigrants out of our country. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so if
we're not keeping them out. We've got record numbers coming. A couple million legal a year.
Okay.
We've got like 50 million illegals probably here.
Okay.
And then it's this permanent underclass the Democrats feed off of.
Okay. Could we not just federally legalize marijuana and take the profits from that to fix the deficit?
Obama promised he was going to do that, and then he didn't do it, and Trump has actually moved to do that. Did you know Trump's done that? He's moved it to get that done.
I hear what you're saying.
He fired Sessions over that partially.
I need to see the documentation.
Type in Trump announces plan to federally legalize marijuana, decriminalize. You're like, how is mainstream media real? But then you say it's a lie. When you study this stuff like I do 10 hours a day, you learn what's accurate and what isn't. Because
and what one could also argue is that you learn what to use and what not to use.
Well, I'm sure we all look through rose-colored darklies. I'm sure we all subconsciously.
Well, I'm just saying, if you have more information and you study it longer than other people that you have discussions with, then you know what you should say. You know the strengths and weaknesses. So you know what
no,
you
but
should
I know with
say.
What I really think is the
what
most
you should
accurate.
Okay, now this is just a reminder for everybody to go to
expeditionslit.com. I really want humanity to know that there's been a decision to build a post-human
and
world.
Don't know
and that the
post-human world
and the globalist
information expeditionslit.com.
Now we're getting there, baby.
You ain't even got to make the TI capital in another, man. But go and get your merch right now, man, because it is available. And I can tell you, you know, with a clear conscience and a pure heart, you buy it, you wear it.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
I know you're not ready for this from the end yet, so expeditiously shall continue. And we can talk about racism forever, but let's talk about something that's even more important than white supremacy and the oppression of black people. Let's talk about the longevity of humanity.
That's I think okay. That's the big enchilada.
Have you ever heard of Zeitgeist? The Zeitgeist movement?
Yes. Peter Joseph.
Yeah, Peter Joseph, the founder of the Zeitgeist movement, posed the questions, what if politics were not to blame for the institutional corruption, endless wars, and burgeoning homelessness? What if it's instead the symptoms of a burnt out, outdated social structure? Do you agree with this position?
Well, I do think we have a burnt out social structure, and I was in his first big Zeitgeist film. I think that then the answer they have, which is what I was going to get to, is this big computer AI that makes all the decisions for us. So while we're all talking about fighting black supremacy, white supremacy, it's actually the globalist elite's religion that came out of eugenics is transhumanism. Right. And Elon Musk talks about this. They all talk about it. The Unabomber warned about it because he was actually in the CIA.
That's something everybody don't know, that the Unabomber, one of the most notarized terrorists on American soil, was actually born out of the CIA.
MKUltra.
He's a product of
that's declassified.
The CIA.
So what I'm getting at is, exactly, there is a breakaway civilization, and the power elite rulers who have more money than God, they are looking for...
Nobody has more money than God.
I'm being sarcastic. All right. They're looking for... Because God doesn't need it. He didn't have it.
You dig what I'm saying?
No, I agree. They are building a system where they break away from humans and they merge with AI, and they believe humanity is obsolete, and it's all over the news now. I was first talking about this 25 years ago. I was reading their white papers.
All right.
Now they just openly say that the cyborgs are about to rise. Humans will merge with machines. Everyone else is going to be subhumans or be executed or be slaves or be like ants. And we're just being told this is the future. It's all over. Roll over and die. And I told people again 20 years ago that Google had hidden microphones and was watching people and listening to them. Mm. Now they had the Washington Post last week headline, Google's always been listening. Google's always been listening,
okay.
And now they're always watching with Nest. So it's a race with all these assistants and all these phones and all these things that are always listening, creating text documents that are then put into algorithms, and the humans are being cornered. We're being made obsolete. The whole system is setting this up. And so
now, wait a minute. What would humans have to gain for making other humans obsolete?
Because
you have to have humans in position to make other humans obsolete, unless there is another species.
Well, that's what they're saying, exactly. They're saying we're going to create, NBC had this headline 2 weeks ago, saying cyborgs will soon replace humans. And then it says in the next paragraph, by the end of this generation, we will be exterminated. But it's a good thing because humans are bad for the earth and all these lies. So we're told it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And the elites are saying we're going to merge with machines and we're going to be the new age man is what it translates out of Latin. And so you see this in all the Illuminati garbage of Arthur C. Clarke.
Mm-hmm.
And you see this in Childhood's End, the book he wrote, where they talk about all this, and they believe, going back to the British royalty in the 1850s, they funded breeding programs where they believed interdimensionally they were making contact. Aliens don't come from far out in space.
Right.
They come interdimensionally.
Interdimensionally. So there are different dimensions. There are wormholes and portals.
Exactly.
Rather than having to travel through the solar system.
And so they believe that they interbreed their families so that they genetically, just like butterflies or hummingbirds or geese, know how to fly 3,000 miles from Canada down to, you know, Central America, or 4,000 miles. They have magnetic rods, magnetic cells in the brain that actually follow a GPS of the magnetic field of the earth.
Right.
So humans have that as well, the sixth sense. And so they interbred these families in England to be able to make contact with these entities. And this is in mainline history books.
The entity being extraterrestrial.
Well, it's interdimensional. Everybody says they want to know the mystery of the world. Everybody says they want to know what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole.
But the dimensions, are you saying that there is sort of a way to a different world within this earth that we are familiar with?
Yes.
And how is that? How does that work?
The establishment is always seeking how to live longer, and the secrets of the universe, going back to the Egyptians, the Babylonians, the ancient Chinese, the Mesoamerica, and these priest class
right.
would all take hallucinogenic drugs. and believe that they opened up gates to other dimensions.
Like mushrooms and shit.
Yes, but yes, but ayahuasca and DMT.
DMT is big. That's heavy stuff.
So the CIA was studying this, and then they kind of have mainlined it through all these gurus and people they have out there. But what happens is you put it out when you die or also when you're in really low oxygen situations, and they have groups of people.
What do you put out? You say you put it out there when you die or when you're in low oxygen.
Your pituitary gland releases it.
Okay, gotcha.
In the brain.
And it's DMT.
Yes.
And how do they collect it?
Well, you can get it from certain kinds of plants or certain other ways to extract it. But I've never taken it. I'm just telling you what the establishment thinks.
Okay.
And I told Joe Rogan this when I was on his show like 6 months ago. And a couple months later, he actually had a professor on saying, well, they've just declassified it. They're going to have major universities now in England and the U.S. with projects where people take DMT drips.
Mm.
So you can stay in it for hours instead of 5 minutes.
Mm.
And they're like astronauts, and they're going in and mapping it. And what's happening is, and I was told this by people, and I heard about this when I was a kid from folks that—
That's a long fucking time ago.
Well, I heard about it when I was, first. I don't know if people ever talk about this.
Okay.
But what's really going on is the CIA in San Francisco had these psychedelic research institutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically had like astronauts
right.
going in. They were even doing things like stopping people's hearts and then running their blood through machines where the body thought that they were dead.
And so they could take out the DMT.
Well, so they could go deeper into the dimension and communicate with the entities.
Right.
And so imagine, we're not sending astronauts into space.
Mm-hmm.
They found that you could open up fourth, fifth, sixth dimensional gates, they believe.
Mm.
And so they're having groups of people, 10, 20, 30, 50, 100.
So it's a metaphysical type of thing.
People are taking the drugs,
mm-hmm.
and they're able to then all of them see the same thing because it's not an individual hallucination.
Gotcha.
The veil is lifting to another dimension, and they're communicating with these entities that are basically aliens.
Okay, now let's pause that for a second to talk about the holiday. Now, I know, it's kind of crazy to talk about the holidays this early, but trust me, you don't want to go through another holiday season looking snack-a-tooth and, with your mouth looking like a broke gate trying to take photos. And everybody else going to be grinning ear to ear with teeth like me, you know what I'm saying? What you need to do to get yourself photo-ready, or a photo-ready smile at least, starts right now. And it's easier than ever with clear aligners from Candid. Candid's aligners can help straighten your teeth faster than traditional wire braces. Treatment takes just 6 months on average. An experienced orthodontist who's licensed in your state creates a custom treatment plan. Then they show you a 3D preview so you can see how your teeth will look after you're done. Alright, I should have did that. Candid's aligners are comfortable, removable, and completely invisible. Candid ships your alignments directly to you, so there's no hassle of going to an orthodontist's office. And Candid costs 65% less than braces. Now, damn, I could have saved... Anyway, so now what you need to do to get yourself photo ready for the holiday, at least you smile, that is, go to CandidCO.com/TI and use code TI to get $75 off. That's CandidCO.com/TI. Code TI for $75 off. Thank me later. CandidCO.com/TI, code TI. Now back to the discussion. So these aliens
are giving them advanced technology.
Exactly. They communicate things to them, which they then bring back to Earth. And because that is essentially what they say happened with Steve Jobs, Apple, and also with Bill Gates and the internet.
Exactly. And if you go back to the Grand Grimoire and all the black magic and all the stuff back to Egypt and back to Solomon's Temple, they would conjure these demons to ask them, how do I turn lead into
what
gold?
What makes these demons demons?
Well, because they're reportedly older but coming from a lower dimension. And so they're trying to keep us from going to a higher dimension, and God will not get involved in free will and will not interfere with us. But these demons are giving us only enough information, like in the old—
To destroy us.
To destroy us. Just like all the old Arabic and Middle Eastern things said, there's jinn.
Right.
And they'll give you what you want, but they're only doing it to set you up down the road. They always want to hurt you. And so
that's what they mean by jinn, to make you sin.
Yeah, absolutely, sure. But, and I'm not just, this is what the establishment believes. And so I remember being a kid, and my mom had one of her friends from San Francisco who was working with these groups. And I'm sitting around the dinner table, and I'm like 8, 9 years old. And they're talking about, oh, yeah, and we, you know, and they're doing this, and we're contacting what we call the elves, the clockwork elves.
Gotcha.
And the elves are pretty much all over the place when you go into these other dimensions.
Okay.
They're kind of like the little gray aliens. They kind of look like that. They're short. They're wearing little green hats.
Right.
That's why every culture talks about them. And then they work for other stuff. But when you get around ancient sites where they did human sacrifice and all this occult stuff all over the world, that's like chum in the water for sharks interdimensionally, where people have been sacrificed for thousands of years. You don't just have the elves showing up. Then when they do the sacrifices and things like that, or you go take DMT at those sites, you're not just seeing elves. You're seeing these bigger interdimensional gates are there, and there's all sorts of stuff. I mean, we're talking people see stuff like 500-foot tall, you know, praying mantises that literally just break into your brain and just try to rape your mind, but also give you all this data and energy.
However,
but all of it is only how to hurt people.
However, though, those 500-foot praying mantises, they have no true physical ability to harm you because they're not of the same dimension, correct?
Yes, but they can give you information that we already are more advanced than they are, but we're just like babies.
Right.
They give us information, ideas that they know that we're going to end up building and setting up that will destroy us.
So is that potentially where the airline, the idea for aerodynamics and for the airline industry to operate? Because this whole idea of the Wrights brothers and then they just turned that into Delta.
Spain. And it's in their national archives. When the Spanish conquistadors 500 years ago showed up in Mexico, they were totally flipped out by what they saw.
Uh-huh.
And there were sacrifices by the hundreds every day. Priests, you know, mutilating themselves, mutilating others, hallucinating, seeing all this. But they found all these drawings and all these cave carvings. And you can look this up. Perfect jumbo jets, but in carved out of obsidian or made out of clay with even the windows down the sides and the wings and the jet engines on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Egypt, they've got carvings on the wall. And I know family that's been there and seen it, not just in books. And it's perfect Apache helicopters.
Yeah.
And then there's a flying saucer right here by it. And it doesn't look like an Apache helicopter. Right. It's an Apache helicopter with missiles on the side.
Gotcha.
So whatever the hell's going on here.
This guy, so you're saying this UFO was being escorted by Apache helicopters.
Basically.
Okay. And I mean, the reason that I don't shun the idea of this and I don't like pale at the thought of it is because I've read this for years. I told you, I've read Behold the Pale Horse. So I get it. But I'm going to ask you a question that probably should.
I just want to be clear though.
Okay, please.
I'm not the one saying this. Darwin was part of this family that inbred to be able to communicate, they believe.
Inbred? Let's go back to that. Darwin was a family that inbred?
Inbred with the Galtons and the Wedgwoods and others to communicate with these. They call them gods and goddesses.
And when you say inbred, you mean had babies with and by?
Their own family.
What the fuck?
And that's why royalty interbreeds. It's not just to keep money in the family. They believe the genetics they have allows them to communicate with these entities without taking the drugs.
So never mind the high percentage of retardation due to inbreeding.
They still do it.
They still do it.
And so these British families did this, not just the royalty, to try to be in contact. And Darwin, not in just his theory of the species or origin of the species, he wrote about how he had an hallucinations and was contacted by entities that told him about evolution and all the science. And then Galton envisioned the double helix, like the two snakes of DNA, and they had how they had to discover it.
Right.
And they funded Cold Springs Harbor. They funded IBM.
Okay.
And then they funded Bill Gates.
Okay.
And so all of this is advanced stuff from wherever it's coming that they believe they're getting. And that's why Silicon Valley microdoses LSD and mushrooms and then takes a lot of DMT.
Sure, absolutely.
And so they're using people to promote DMT everywhere to then get the general public to start opening themselves up to DMT because they'll just think, oh, it's just the drug, when really it's opening them up, like the Bible says, pharmakia or sorcery, so that these entities can come after you. And so what you're doing is basically opening yourself up and turning your brain into a haunted house when you start taking this stuff.
I can dig that. I think that if you don't have a real strong sense of self, and if you're not grounded to something truly spiritual and authentic, then you will. You will have a potential to be carried away. I think that all drugs are gateways into a different realm of perception. You know what I
mean?
They are. It is about who you were and what you had within you before you took that drug. That's what's going to protect you and save you and determine whether or not you are carried off into the abyss or if you just come back down to the reality that you that existed.
And think about the analogy I used of you can go to the Caribbean where they feed tiger sharks that are 12 feet long man-eaters every day. And so they can bring people out there that pay $1,000 or whatever to go down and hand feed a shark. It knows you're coming. It knows you're bringing it meat. Mm. And so at these sacred sites like Stonehenge and in Mexico City and all over the world, there are ancient places where people sacrificed humans because that makes the more powerful evil entities come. And as payment and tribute, the energy of the children crying, being tortured, and being killed pleases these demonic devils.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like chumming the blood at that same spot every day. When the priests go there and want to talk to them, they're waiting, just like the sharks, like dogs come up every day at the same time at these spots to be fed.
Right.
And so the children's blood is like the feet, is like giving the fish to the shark.
Right. Let me ask you this. Now, I probably should have asked you this before. You know what I mean? This maybe, I waited too late in the interview to ask you this, but we got so carried away with conversation.
I'll go as long as you want, man.
Nah, I know it.
I'm glad to be off Trump. I mean, nothing against Trump.
I know it. I know
he's
it.
He's not my identity. I'm really sick of it.
I ain't really tripping off of it. I'm not tripping off of
it. No, I don't mind you bringing up Trump. You should. It's just at a certain
point. I have to at a certain, because the same reason people ask me would I go to the Oval Office, would I have a meeting with him. Kanye asked me this, and other people in the Republican Party has asked me this. Will I go to the Oval Office? Matter of fact, the young lady who was on the panel with us at the Revolt Conference, not Candace, but the other young lady who supports Trump. I draw a blank on her name, but she was also very bright and brilliant and had some smart shit to say. However, overall, her message was in defense of some shit that I just can't defend. But I tell them the same thing. Listen, the reason I would not be willing to come is because I cannot begin a compromise or a discussion, a mutual respect, if I don't know there is a respect for us. So first, I must identify and go straight to the disrespect and disregard for black lives.
Well, I don't think Trump would mind you actually bringing those points up to him, but I get what you're saying. Also, if you go there, it would kind of be like automatically you were endorsing him. But
that's not what I'm going to do. If he wanted to come here, he's welcome here. If you want to come here or any place that you want to come to, if you want to come to my venue, he's welcome. And he will be just as respected as you are. He will have just as much, you know, fair room and freedom to speak.
Sure.
As you
imagine
do.
When he knows he's president. Because let me tell you, there's a lot of these projects and things going on.
Everybody did it. Guess what? Jimmy Carter knows shit is president. Bill Clinton knows shit is president.
No, no.
Obama knows shit is president. All right, cool. So he's a president. We get that.
I kind of wish we had our camera over here like that, just so we can see the great stuff you're saying.
Nah, I mean, well, man, fuck
got
you.
Drew right over there.
Man,
I know.
Fuck me. You are.
No.
You are the man.
I like hearing you talk about.
But check it out, though.
That's interesting.
But just imagine
if Trump was the best ribeye steak in the world, which I'm not saying he is, if you eat the damn thing three times a day, you get sick of it. So I get you're bringing up Trump.
No,
they just made Trump my identity, and my identity is not Trump. I'm telling you, the globalists are talking to aliens that tell them they got to build a big tech system and get rid of the rest of us, and a few of them are going to become gods. That sounds like a big setup to me. And Elon Musk and Bill Joy and all of them are saying, we are building a post-human world. You're going to be obsolete. We're going to become gods, and you're all dead. So I'm just telling you, man, okay. I'm really sad about black slavery. I'm just telling you, okay. The establishment thinks they're gods, and they've got all our devices listening to us.
Okay, man, we're going to take a quick break from Expeditiously to talk about something, all right? It's something near and dear to my heart. Now, it's probably something that you guys have been doing and think you're familiar with it, but you probably ain't been doing it right, and you don't even know it. I'm talking about sex. Yes. Now, I'm a married man, you know what I'm saying? And any of you other married men out there, if you want to know whether or not your wife is happily married or not, well, then you could probably go to her sex drive and find just the answer you're looking for. Now, I'm going to tell y'all a secret. Many of y'all don't know it, and some of y'all might not agree with me because you don't want to realize it. You don't want to understand this fact. Sex is the key to a happy marriage. And if you ain't putting it down, your ass soon to get put down. Now, you could take that from me. Now, while we're talking about this, I'm going to tell you a little story. I got a partner. Partner of mine, man, he's my OG partner. He probably about 50-something, about 55. Let's call him 55. He's not married. He's single. He's divorced, actually. But he has an appetite for girls. He probably keep him in rotation probably about maybe once every other month or so. And I always ask him, I say, man, you said you liked the last one. Why you keep switching them up? He say, cuz, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm all the way up in age, man. They want to, you know what I'm saying? I'm good for the first couple times, man. But after we get the hooking up over and over and over again, man, to be honest with you, I can't keep up. I say, you know what, bro? That's a damn shame. I am not looking forward to that, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm going to tell you about this product I heard about. They call it Chewables from BlueChew.com. Now, Blue Chew offers men like my OG partner, who need it the most, a performance enhancement for the bedroom. At BlueChew.com, you can get the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. But chewables can work a lot faster. So if you really, really got to get to it expeditiously, you can, all right? Now, the chewables from Blue Chew can be taken on a full or empty stomach, and an online physician consult is free. Everything is discreet, ain't no awkward doctor visits, and discreet packaging shipped directly to you for all of y'all who shy and get embarrassed when you see male enhancement on your packaging, you know what I mean? Now look, man, it's time for you to be confident in the bedroom every time. All you need to know is, here's a great deal for you guys. Just because you listen to the show, I'm going to put you down on game. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code TIP. Just pay $5 shipping. BlueChew.com promo code TIP. So y'all get on out there, chew it and do it like a king.
Now let me ask you this. Now, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist, and I'm a conspiracy theorist too. Just me being,
that just means asking questions and studying things.
Absolutely, it means questioning everything, including the things you just said to me.
Well, tell me this: why every time when we see UFOs or we see some kind of extraterrestrial encounter, it's always in desolate areas like Idaho, Iowa? It's never in New York City. We ain't never seen no motherfucking sightings of no UFO in New York City, in Atlanta, in no metropolis, in Chicago, in L.A.
I think a lot of that is because there's so much light pollution that people don't see it. But, I mean, I remember watching Alexander Haig on CNN in like 1991 say, we're launching a company with the first 12 balloons that'll be at 120,000 feet, and that'll have microwave relay towers, and it'll be operated by solar power on the top, right. And we're going to use these for telecommunications and for surveillance. Then they were, 15 years later, I'm on air, and they're going, Salt Lake City, we see a giant UFO, and it's way up, and I look at it, and it's a blimp way up there with propellers on the damn thing. And right. I told everybody on air, I said, that's a giant blimp. The media said I was a conspiracy theorist, and then later, they admitted, years later, oh, actually, there's all these blimps flying around. So just an unidentified flying.
I mean, hey, listen,
I'm saying there's a lot of crazy stuff going
on. I get that, and I agree with you. I think that a lot of things we are able to agree on. I think the things that bring us together.
Oh, we do agree on stuff,
I think the things that bring us together, they supersede the things that may tear us apart. You know what I mean? And I believe that for everybody.
I'm just saying we're on a planet and don't even know how we got here, supposedly, and we're orbiting the sun, and there's all this weird stuff going on, and all of a sudden, we've got all these ancient societies and civilizations, and suddenly we've got all these computers and all this stuff,
right.
And all of a sudden, all these people are saying it's a post-human world, and Silicon Valley's on all these
post-human
drugs.
Post-human world. How do you have a world without humans? Because humans make the world what we now
we're
know
being told.
To
we're
be
being
today.
Told. I can pull these articles up. that it's a wonderful thing. We're bad for the earth. We're bad. We fight. We're evil. We're fallen. Well, so let's all die so this new machine can rise. I don't agree with it.
Let's all die.
That was in NBC News just 2 weeks ago, their cover story. NBC News, post-human world, cyborgs to replace humans.
Now, I know that we spoke a bit about vaccinations.
I mean, we're talking about supremacy. We're talking about the big tech, the big elites that have the ability to spy on us in real time, have AI control it. We went to a hotel. I checked into a hotel.
Okay.
And I get it supposedly for security.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to swipe the card to pick the floor you go to. The elevator tells you where you can go. It locks behind you. I walked out of my room and it changed pants and forgot it and couldn't get out of there. I was locked in there. Now, you can say, okay, whatever.
That's security.
Security can also be...
That happens at my condo I can only get to my floor. And if I don't have my key to get to my floor, I can't get to
But security is also a prison. And I totally agree with you. Eisenhower said, I can give you total security. I'll lock your ass up in a prison.
I know it, but at the same time, you need to be secure from certain dangers.
Tip, I agree with you. What I'm saying is they've all got back doors to it.
Got you.
Remember 10
years? So it's secure except for...
Back doors.
Got you.
And so they're...
So basically, like Goody Mob said, we wonder if them gates was put up to keep crime out or keep our ass in.
Absolutely. That's what Ron Paul said about...
Who's that peeking in my window? Blow. Nobody now. That's called cell therapy. Go and we'll put that in your repertoire when you go home.
It's good. No, but that's what I'm getting at here is that we're given this Trojan horse, and it looks pretty, and it's got all these things that work. But behind it, it's tracking, it's listening, it's doing all these things. And sure, that's great to have the security to know that you can give your child the card, they can go to the pool, they can go to the gym, they can go out. Bad guys can't get to them. It's wonderful. But the system is tracking everything in live time. It's looking at it, and it's building a world that's post-human, and all the computers and all the calculators are making us stupider. They're making us more lonely. They're making us more depressed. All the numbers show.
I believe that opioids have a lot to do with the depression.
And the huge homelessness problem.
As well as... vaccinations. I believe that vaccinations have a lot to do with the big discrepancy and the confusion against sexuality and
the mental illness
and all of that stuff. No, that's not a mental illness. Autism definitely is connected to it, and that's factual and has been proven.
Let me interrupt you, please.
I'm telling you I believe.
But my audience, restate before I interrupted what you were just saying about the vaccinations.
I'm telling you, vaccinations on record have been directly associated with autism and other mental illnesses as it pertains primarily to black males, primarily. Especially on the system and the calendar in which that the government suggests that you should have these vaccinations, as well as the fluoride. And there are also other things that I'm probably not aware of, but these are the things that I'm aware of that I'm discussing. Also, now this is a theory, a hypothesis, and I want to remind people that what we're discussing here are theories, a lot of which we mix facts in the middle of a lot of theories.
But it's smart and it's good to be able to ask questions.
Educated guesses is what we're doing.
Well, I know this. But Bertrand Russell said we'll use diet injections and injunctions to control and dumb down the population, and we'll make a revolt against our elite program as possible as sheep revolting against the practice of eating mutton.
Guess what? I can go with that because I see that happening today.
Let's expand on it.
Like the impossible meat. Is that company, that corporation that runs the Impossible Meat, that runs the Impossible Burger, that has been broadcast all over for the Impossible Whopper with Burger King, is that not headed by Bill Gates, who also has an initiative for a population control?
Bill Gates is involved with Monsanto, that's a heavy owner of that so-called mega burger company, and the mm-hmm. Queen of England owned the other one. She just sold it. But if you want to expand on that, her husband, Prince Philip, mm-hmm. said we need to exterminate all the black people. But he said, that's not enough. We need to get rid of everybody. Mm. And you can pull his quotes up. And so what I'm saying is...
But the question...
Trump didn't get the message. He gave Barron a vaccine, and Barron got autistic, but got better. See, Trump wasn't part of the establishment.
This is the one time we weren't talking about Trump.
I know, but...
You brought him up.
But I only brought Trump up because, see, Trump, remember, first said, we're giving too many vaccinations. There's a problem. So, but then he backed off of that. And that's one reason I'm pissed off at him. But you're absolutely right. I apologize.
Check this out. A lot of people wondering, why does this impossible meat taste so much like meat? And it is a conspiracy theory that there may be human meat in the impossible burger.
Here's
real meat and human meat. And they say that a lot of the derelicts, homeless people, and other missing cases that have gone cold could be the basis of the impossible
burger. Well, let me give you what we know. The movie Soylent Green with Charlton Heston back in the 1970s is where people are being euthanized, they're dying, they're being killed, they're being run over by tanks, and they take them and they mix them up and they feed them back to people.
Mm.
And now they've got ads all over L.A. saying cannibalism's good, and they've got professors saying humans are bad, we've got to start killing each other and eating each other.
What?
And the Pentagon is training to, quote, kill zombies in an apocalypse, which is a drill for mowing down groups of starving people. And so they're telling us we're about to have a collapse of the global ecosystem and are going to have to kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is they're programming us to accept that when they start triggering the collapse of the atmosphere, because if you study what's going on with the real chemtrails that the former head of the CIA, Brennan admitted in a speech 3 years ago that's on YouTube that they're manipulating the weather and that all of this is really going on, and what they're doing is changing our atmosphere and terraforming it for something else. So,
yeah. I mean, okay, so that means that we're still searching to find the true clarity up under that particular hypothesis when it comes to the impossible burger. But what about, you spoke about weather control.
Well, I know this. They're telling us that we should start eating the bodies of dead people when they die. And Washington State this year legalized taking dead bodies and using it for fertilizer on our food.
I ain't going for that. I ain't going for that at all. But
I swear to God, that's
I know that's what they said. I figured that's what they said. Then we talked about how the media is,
Washington State legalized using people to feed people, but it's done by putting it on the crops.
There's no way to rationalize cannibalism.
They're teaching us to hate ourselves and have no respect.
Yeah.
Have you seen all these
people? It's all a part of population control.
Have you seen them come out and say they're keeping babies alive and selling their body parts?
Yeah, absolutely. Also heard that if a lady eats a fetus, or if you eat a fetus of a lady after birth, I apologize.
So they have parties where they eat the placenta.
Yeah, the placenta. If you eat the afterbirth of a lady, which is also called the placenta, that it will give you nutrients and vitamins beyond, the ones that are available to you. I get that.
China.
I want to get away from that. I want to give
it's super hardcore.
We could travel down this dark road and end up in an even darker place.
Well, I'm just saying, there's a shadow global government by mad scientists that want to be God, that are trying to test the balance of the atmosphere, of the atom, of reality.
Right,
they're trying to contact aliens. They got giant SETI.
Not trying to contact aliens.
Yeah. They got giant...
They're contacting aliens. Are they not?
Yes, they've got giant dishes in South America and in... Oh, I'll tell you something. In West Virginia, they've got over 8,000 square miles that the federal government doesn't allow cell phones, radio transmitters, anything. Mm. There's a New York Times headline where the internet ends. And they've got giant dishes trying to talk to aliens, and as you say, probably are, because just one cell phone puts out so much radiation that it will block any transmissions they're picking up. And all the elites are moving to this area of West Virginia because they believe that the cell phone radiation is rattling their DNA and killing them. Look up where the internet ends, New York Times.
Okay.
And they just tell you the whole thing.
Okay. Now, be that as it may, I feel that I would be remiss to get out there and talk about these topics without talking about how white people buy melanin on the black market.
Tell me about that. I don't know.
Oh, of course you do. Melanin.
No, I know what melanin is. It's what's in your cells that creates color and skin, but
absolutely.
But buying melanin,
it also protects you from the rays of the sun.
Sure,
and it keeps.
But do I look like I'm using makeup? So I don't know anything about it.
I
know what melanin
ain't,
is.
It ain't about what you know.
No, I know.
What
tell me.
You do.
Tell me.
Since you're a conspiracy theorist, and I figured that you may know more about it.
If
guess what? If you don't know nothing about it, neither do I. Let's move on.
No. I know that a lot of white people want to be able to get a tan. I mean, absolutely. But you're talking about melanin.
No, this
black
ain't
market.
About tan. This is about health and wellness. This is about, you know.
No, no, you got to block the sun. Let me just expand on that.
Okay.
Here.
Because we have a case in Atlanta that is very, very prevalent. This is the Atlanta child murders case where there were 29 to 30 something murders between 79 and 81.
I've heard of that.
Murders and disappearances of children, black children in black neighborhoods that were all declared missing, and they weren't found, and those that were found, most of them were found dismembered, and they charged and convicted a black man for doing this, but he was charged with the deaths of two adults. These 29 children,
so they use him as the scapegoat. Okay, now I can speak to
and
this.
And there's also KKK okay. members who have been on their deathbed and said that they had a hand in this.
I'm
conspiracy.
Sure. Well, let me speak to that then.
And
I
they said that it was
that.
For the purpose of melanin.
Okay, I can speak to that.
Uh-huh.
There is a huge market, black market, no pun intended, in children, but particularly black children by Satanists. And they caught, this is Associated Press, that's why they want me off the air. They caught the UN trafficking in tens of thousands of children out of Haiti, but also out of Eastern Europe, white kids as well, and disappearing them, using them for sex slavery. A lot of the open border, and the Senate report said this, mm-hmm. the tens of thousands of kids get taken across. No one's allowed to check them before the controls are put in, and then they get disappeared into sex rituals and into being killed. Again, right. back to that ancient culture and ancient system of children being used to have their energy sucked or to basically conjure these entities.
Having their energy sucked. How do you suck the energy out of a child?
Well, it's interdimensional. And so these entities will give you power or give you knowledge or do things for you or attack your enemies. But the payment, like you've got to pay coins to Charon to take you across the River Styx in mythology, you've got to pay them in the blood of innocence. And that's in every culture, every society.
You have to pay them in the blood of a child and the blood of an innocent person in order for them to give you what you need to know.
Yes, that's the currency they want. And there's a massive traffic out of Haiti and other areas of
But could this person be the devil themselves?
Yes. Well, let me tell you, because I don't want to – I know you get your own show and I get your own man. I'm not going to say names here.
No.
That's why they want me – listen, I'm the most banned guy on the internet. You can look
this up. I don't give a damn.
No, no. Listen.
Guess what? I don't need no job. I ain't got one dime out of this shit.
Okay.
Podcast One, Apple Podcast, Expeditiously the Podcast ain't paid me one goddamn
okay, well, what they'll
dime.
Do?
I'm doing here on my own freedom.
Okay,
and
well, I'm just going to tell you this.
So I can goddamn – if they said, Tip, your show shut down today, guess what? I'm going to walk up out this motherfucker and go do what I do for a living.
Well, you should keep doing it, because if they want you to shut up, that means it's even more powerful than your music.
I'm
but,
just telling
But listen, let's expand on this.
All right.
And I respect that. There is Aleister Crowley black magic going on. There's all these other forms of
stuff. Aleister who?
Aleister Crowley.
Aleister Crowley.
So this is going on at a massive level, and they call it spirit cooking, and it came out in the WikiLeaks that they're doing this, and they're abusing children, and they're even killing children.
Speaking of which, I want you to after that. I want to approach the Jeffrey Epstein thing, but I want you to finish that. Put it on your mind that my next question is Jeffrey Epstein.
Sure. Just to be clear, when we've covered this, and I've had the woman whistleblower on from the UN when they found them kidnapping tens of thousands of women and children in Europe and selling them into slavery, and some of them getting killed in snuff films. And it just goes on all over the place. It goes on in Latin America. It goes on in Haiti.
Right.
I mean, you could type in UN kidnapping African children, UN kidnapping Latin American children.
Right.
UN runs this thing all over the place, but you tune into all the beauty pageants. Oh, the UN's good. UNICEF loves the kids. They're the international group with diplomatic immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Where they can do whatever they want and be tax exempt, and there's a major market, secret market in children,
mm-hmm.
and that is the currency that these people are operating in.
Right.
It's way beyond drugs, and it's how they operate, and it's what they do. And the UN got caught, and Hillary Clinton's deputy foundation head had to change her name. This is Reuters.
Mm-hmm.
Smuggling kids out of Haiti that were disappearing, and she got convicted, changed her name, and now runs the database for missing children in America.
Mm.
That way they can control who's doing what and who's going where.
Okay.
And so that's what's so scary, and that's what gave Hillary all that power, and that's why, is because these people are super bad news and
right.
super damn evil.
Right.
And
And you think they have like that DMT connection with other dimensions, and they're having like other information, other technologies.
Yeah, let's just say this. Reportedly, you take DMT and torture some kids to death, you're going to be with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't
want to... Well, I think, you know, listen, man, look. I haven't been sober all my life, and I've taken drugs where I feel like I've had, I've been approached by spirits that necessarily weren't of the finest kind. And I told them, as I will tell you, I may play in the devil's playground, but I'd be damned if I'm going to live here. This is not the person I represent. This is not the world that I want to reside in. I represent God. Because I was made in the image of.
That's right. And I think, especially once you had children, you probably didn't even want to play in the devil's playground anymore, did you?
Well, you know, not as much.
That's why you got to be careful, man. Let me tell you, I don't want anything to do with it. Because, hey, I've seen some stuff, too. And let me just tell you something. The closest thing, what's that movie that Johnny Depp's in where it's like the ninth gate or the seventh gate? Guys, please. Where he has sex with sex with the devil at the end.
I remember.
And that's actually
that.
What this is.
I don't remember the name.
But have you seen like a Ghostbusters?
Yeah, I remember
where,
that. I
where the ghost comes in and has sex
but
with him?
But at the same time, man, listen, man, I fight on the side of right, man. I was put here. I was a soldier.
Well,
I'm a soldier of God.
Hey, look at my security guy out there laughing at me.
I'm a soldier of God.
I'm telling you, I've never been in. I'm telling you what the establishment thinks.
I'm a soldier of God. So.
Tim, I'm going to embarrass you if you keep going. Listen, all right, Tim, get in here.
The devil will have whatever hand he chooses to have in trying to coerce me. However, at the end of the day, I am a soldier of God because I was made in his image. For me to go against him is for me to go against myself.
But I was about to say, we're all made in the image of God, but you can still choose to join Satan.
I ain't, but see, that's the thing, though. I feel like there's a certain weak, broken spirit that must be required in order to do so.
No, I get it.
And I don't have
because
that.
You've seen the other side.
I ain't seen the other side.
It gives you perspective.
I'm just telling you, no. I have a strong sense of self and a strength
somewhere,
somewhere inside of me.
You're a sentient entity that's eternal that was made by God in God's image. You have the seed of the universe in you,
sure.
And the potentiality,
right,
to basically do anything,
uh-huh,
in the time and space. But there is still that force that wishes to enslave us all and turn us towards its will.
Absolutely, and I ain't going partially. Or predominantly because ain't nobody gonna make me be nothing I don't wanna be.
And here's the bottom line. They try to control all these churches to put out false info. They try to have all these religions, but everybody knows it's a fight between good and evil. Everybody knows we're being tested on this planet. And everybody in the mathematics show that there's all these dimensions.
Right.
And they try to make us atheists so that we don't even know that the devil and God are real. But when you get around the globalists and these powerful people, they're obsessed.
God is real.
They're obsessed with the
occult. God is real. Religion is fake.
Yes.
God is real.
And those are fake systems to divert you and keep you from getting to
God. God is real. Religion is fake. And the devil even uses religion to control humans so they can go against God.
When you go in one of these big churches, that's where you feel the devil.
Hey, what are you saying? If you can cut to the picture of me sitting in a mega church this Sunday, you will understand what he says is absolutely true. But I want to switch gears just a minute. Let's talk about when you did or didn't sneak into the Bahamian Grove.
No, I did sneak in there.
All right, let's talk about it. But I'm going to let you think about it because I'm going to have another 1942 break.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Expeditiously with me, T.I.P. Don't forget to subscribe at Apple Podcasts and Podcast One and rate and review, please.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.